Chapter 3. English Provincial Accents. East Anglia. Practice words for the glottal stop. Bottle, battle, 42, 22. Bottle, battle, 42, 22. Practice words for the open vowel, a. Cat, that, hat, bat, mat. Sat, matter, batter, gather. Cat, that, hat, bat, mat, sat, matter, batter, gather. Practice words for the diphthong A with the jaw dropped. Face, gate, late, plate, date, mace, place. Face, gate, late, plate, date, mace, place. I can't draw the bath until I've finished my bottle of water at 22 minutes past 5. But they won't be home until then anyway. I can't draw the bath until I've finished my bottle of water at 22 minutes past 5. But they won't be home until then anyway. Never mind what I might have had. I'm happy as I am. I wanted to see what time it was, so I was looking at my watch. Whatever you said to me was well said indeed, and I paid strict attention to it. You can have anything you want, provided you know how to go after it. Have you got a problem with rabbits in your meadows? We have. There are a lot of them.
Midlands. Practice words for the vowels and But, put, but, buck, book, luck, look, above, love, dove, rough, tough, bluff, muck. But, put, but, book, book, look, look, above, love, dove, rough, tough, bluff, muck.
Now look here, but that's not what I told you to do, now is it? You've got to work harder.
Urban. No, look here, but that's not what I told you to do, now is it? You've got to work harder.
Rural.
No, look here, but that's not what I told you to do, now is it? You've got to work harder.
Things have really changed around here today. It's really completely different. Things were good then. It's good now too, but not what it was really. It started to change a long time ago, and you haven't got to be so careful now as in my childhood. Whatever I happen to be doing at the time is what I prefer, at least while I am doing it, of course. I love Birmingham. It's a wonderful city when you get to know it. We went down the road in a lovely motor car. The other thing I told him, but he didn't want to listen to me, was that what he was doing was not going to lead to anything particularly productive.
Yorkshire. But as I say, do you see that cloud passing overhead? That means rain, that does, before the afternoon is out. No, it's not over yet, this rainy season.
But as I say, see that cloud passing overhead? That means rain, that does, before the afternoon is out. Now it's not over yet, this rainy season.
I think 'twas day the clock or so that he came down the street on his own bicycle, must have been. There was not another person to be seen for near 2 miles round. Well, you can go down there all you want, but you'll never see what I saw on that fateful day when I went down and came back, having had the fright of my life. Weather on moors is nigh unpredictable. You can find yourself in a storm before you know it.
From Wuthering Heights.
What are you for? T' master's down in t' fold. Go round by the end of the late if you unspect him. There's no but missus, and she'll not open, and you make your fleece and dins till necht. Nor to me. I'll hand a hand wi'.
Manchester.
Manchester is a lovely city. We are not far from Liverpool and not far from Leeds, but we are not too near London. That was a terrible thing he did. That man who went by on his motorcycle so fast just now, he might have had an accident. He's got a mouth on him. Just terrible. He sang for his supper, but I only put my tongue out. I was there, yes, indeed. I went straight home afterwards, though, I can tell you.
Geordie. I know, I was going to walk the dog, but I can't, because I have to go to work now.
I know I was going to walk the dog, but I can't, because I have to go to walk now.
I went to a show in town about 8 years ago.
At the time, I was having problems up and down my legs, so I went to our local doctor. I went walking and climbed out of the steps. It happened she was baking a cake. I asked him where he got it, and he told me in that very shop.
Liverpool. He was going to be at home all night, and his house is on my street, but he went out to the store.
He was going to be at home all night, and his house is on my street, but he went out to the store.
I was 32 years old at the time. I came into town, and I had been there a few minutes when I decided to go into a pub and have myself a pint of beer. I was just walking down the street, all peaceful-like, when it happened. You can tell me that till the cows come home, and I won't believe you. Where were you when we needed you?
Bristol in the southwest. I know that's true. Somerset. I know that's true. Bristol. You know that's true.
Well, you know, I can tell you what happened because I expect you want to know. What was that book you were reading, dear? Is it hard to read?
Bristol. Summer was lovely that year, and soon shined bright over meadow and farm and lake and moor.
Somerset,
the summer was lovely that year, and the sun shined bright over meadow and farm and lake and moor.
Bristol,
they were hard winters we had to endure, and lots of frost and snow and ice.
Somerset,
they were hard winters we had to endure, and lots of frost and snow and ice.
Bristol is a grand city, and we have the Old Vic, which is really a great theatre, if you ask me.
Cornwall and Devon. But I know you can't express it more clearly than that, now can you? But I know you can't express it more clearly than that, now can you?
He was a local farmer, just a person from a Cornish village. The world was inside out or upside down. We started going round together, she and I. Well, we had a wonderful time. You know what 'tis, we just enjoyed our company. They'd given us up for good, I think, because they thought we were gone for good. The ships used to go to see the fish and they came back full. Those were great days, I tell you.
Worcestershire. The sheep were going across the field, but stopped at a ditch of water that I saw them drink out of. The sheep were going across the field, but stopped at a ditch of water that I saw them drink out of.
I've quite often been to the other side of the field. You can go round there if you like. I'm going myself. Worcestershire sauce is a great invention, delicious with meat and all kinds of things. The farmers in these parts are very mindful of the environment. I've often had occasion to remark that the weather hereabouts is uncertain from one day to the next. You can enjoy your vacation in these parts, wandering through these hills and dales, hiking around and stopping by a farm to see how they work it and have some great local food.